I hadn't listened to that music for a while, and I didn't like it very much. I want to thank Jenny Devon. I forgot the show was on. I read it on Twitter from her. So here I am, and today is November 11th, 2009. Today in Canada, it's Remembrance Day, and I believe it's Veterans Day in the United States. So I want to take a minute to acknowledge the soldiers. And I want to mention one special thing about them. A few years ago, the TV news anchor, Tom Brokaw, wrote a book called The Greatest Generation, and it was about the guys who fought in World War II. And in that book, he said, "This is the greatest generation any society has produced." Well, I got to tell you, that's nonsense! It's just plain nonsense. Those guys who fought in World War II, they weren't born heroes. They were ordinary guys, just like you and me. And it wasn't any easier for them to go overseas and fight than it would be for me. And that's why we're honoring them. And what's more, let me go on just a few minutes. There's plenty of great people walking among us today, and I want to mention two of them. A few years ago, a young Canadian soldier was killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. Her name was Captain Nicola Goddard. She was 26 years old, apparently a very nice person, university educated, and a combat soldier. The other person I want to mention is Sergeant Kimberly Munley. She's not a soldier. She's a police officer in Fort Hood, Texas. She's 34 years old. She put herself in the line of fire and killed a guy who was killing everybody else. And she got shot 3 times. You have to realize, sorry, a big statement, these are historic people. There's always been heroic women around, but it's only in our own time that they've had the opportunity to really show what they can do. And I'm sorry, Tom Brokaw, if they're not great, I don't know who is. And on that note, Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Thank you. But where there's a great man, Jerry, there's always challengers, and we've got one for you here today. His name is Eric Nolan Brown. He wants to audition for Jerry's job, but I got to tell you, Jerry.
What?
Jerry, what? You're the. Yes, he asked me if he could come on. I said sure.
Okay.
But Jerry doesn't have anything to worry about. But if someone wants to show their stuff, I'm all ears. Eric Nolan Brown, are you here?
I am here.
Well, he's got a good voice, Jerry.
I like it.
So here's what we're going to do. Well, we'll talk about who you are a little after you do your shtick. Is that okay, or do you want to talk first?
Let's do the shout-out.
Okay, you heard Jerry right now. I hope you're not shaking in your boots.
Coming
okay?
off one of my best right there, by
yeah,
the way.
I got it. That was too good. It was too good. He outlasted the music.
It was good.
Okay. Okay, Eric, I'm going to say on that note, Eric, what show is this? And you let her blast, okay?
All right.
Okay. On that note, I'm screwing it up. On that note, Eric, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Let's score.
Two.
Carl, you're vicious. That's the Rottweiler. Don't pay any attention to him, Eric. I thought that was pretty good.
An 8. That was an 8.
Eric, hold on. Wait a second. Maybe Carl.
Four and a half.
Holy cow.
Carl, do you want to go?
Sure, I'll do that. Just for you, animal.
Are you ready? Okay, hold on.
I'm ready.
Put up. let me cue up some music for you to a little better.
Am I being replaced here? Is that what I'm listening to?
Sorry, was Carl doing his dishes?
They're just jealous, Jerry. Okay, Carl. On that note, Carl, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Not bad, the music would come on.
I thought it sounded like Jerry.
Tons of people here. Okay, I got Eric, just before we get going, I got a little business to take care of with Rayanne. I heard she's here. Rayanne, you're
here,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah. Last week I said Rayanne wasn't too bright on the show. I sort of want to say that I take that back because she wasn't alone. I mean, she wasn't bright, but she wasn't the only one! Okay, sorry.
Not accepted.
Sorry, dear. I am sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's
no, you're
find
not.
Out.
Did you
Rayanne,
say you're sorry?
Well, yeah, I said I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not really.
Yes,
okay.
You are.
Okay, let's find out who Eric is before we go on. Eric Nolan Brown. First of all, I got to tell you, he's got a terrible Twitter name: E_Nolan_Brown. What do you call yourself? Why is it like that? Come on.
E Nolan Brown was already taken. I had to put the underscores in.
E Nolan Brown. Do you call yourself E? Is that what we should call you here?
You call me E Love.
E-Love.
Forget it. Carl, that was very good. Carl, just in case I didn't give you enough credit, because I was so through with the music.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Okay,
good.
But you know what?
Good,
I've got to tell everybody, I got Jerry on tape now. If he doesn't come, I'll just press a button. I don't even need any of you guys anymore. Eric.
Do what the machines can't
do. Does that mean none of us have to call in anymore? You don't need
any of
us?
No. I need the talkers. Just the shouting.
No,
I got it down pat. I've stolen the shouting. Okay, Eric, just tell us a bit of who you are. I read your LinkedIn profile. It's not 100% clear. Sorry. Just give
us
an idea.
That's all right. My day, sourcing specialist, primarily for DuPont. Also was recently named recruiting VP for a consulting company in the Jacksonville, Florida area, and we're going to be launching a recruiting division first of the year.
So that's what I didn't understand. You're working for what? Are you on contract with DuPont?
No, full salaried with DuPont right now.
And are you leaving them to be the VP at this other company, or is that a sideline?
The VP is a sideline. As that gets bigger and bigger, which is what we hope will happen, then there'll have to be some decisions made.
Anybody got a quick question for Eric? You can come on as the feature guest another time, but anybody want to ask him anything before this is his first appearance? No?
Nope.
Welcome.
Eric?
Well, thank you very much.
I'm the one to say it. Does DuPont know about this?
What?
Who's mumbling? What?
Is that money, honey?
Maureen? No, Maureen's guy. Yeah, she's got a terrible line today.
Maureen!
She's on the magic jack.
The phone.
She's on the magic
jack.
I'm on a handheld.
Do I have to go to my desk?
Yeah, go to your desk. It's terrible. Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
Okay. Instead of the question stands, does DuPont know about this?
You just be quiet, okay? We can't stand that.
We can't ask the hard questions.
I can't hear you. Okay? Now, I already apologize. See, I just got a list here. I apologize to Rayanne. I just want to announce a couple of Twitter short forms that I just learned before we get into the show. IRL. Does anybody know what that means, IRL? Just shout out. There's a lot
in
of
real
people
life?
Here.
Yeah, in real life.
I didn't know. That's Jerry Jeff Lipschultz. His real name is
OMG.
His real name, that's easy. His real name is Jerry Jeff, by the way, just so everybody knows. Okay,
I can use some more.
Okay, here's one I just learned a few minutes ago. LMK.
Let me know.
Okay, Andrew Gregory wins that one. Yes, sir. I didn't know. I got it from Cincy Recruiter. And did anybody else not know?
KIT.
What's that?
Keep in touch.
Okay. Any other good ones? Just speak up. There's 17 people here. Any
WGF.
Other good ones? What? WGF?
T.
I know what that means. Okay. Thanks.
OWTH. You can go with the H on that.
Okay. Let's see if anybody's
got
anything on Twitter.
What are we, sixth graders?
Nobody's got anything on Twitter. What was that, Rayanne?
I said, what are we, sixth graders?
I am. I don't know about you.
Sometimes
okay.
I feel like I'm in high school.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of jokes about life being just like high school with money or something like that. Okay, now a couple of things. I just wanted to note them. I think I'll discuss them in the future. Jerry Jeff Lipschultz was on Bill Borman's show, and he said, what did he say? I don't place profiles. I place people. Well, I place profiles. I don't place people, and I want to argue about that with you another time, okay?
Of course you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. There's another thing.
Where's the argument?
Yeah, where's the argument? That's right. Jerry's on my side.
No, I'm not. You place profiles?
Yeah, I place profiles. If you give me a good resume, you got the stuff. Man, I know I got
care,
a good
you
person.
You don't care if they're doofus and can't even talk?
It's almost never the case.
Okay.
Yeah. Jerry Jeff says he goes to their Facebook page and decides
sometimes
if they're okay from that, okay?
But the only way you decide, and you know it. Mm-hmm.
We'll go. We don't have time today. This is
okay,
we're going to talk about splits, okay?
You brought it up.
It's an appetizer. I'm telling people what's coming up. I don't usually do that. The other thing is Carla Porter's little flunky, Steve Moyers. He's our intern. He told Bill Borman that he wants to be a recruiter because he likes helping people. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Who's going to hire him? I may, warm my heart, but who's going to hire him with that?
I had a tear in my eye.
Yeah, okay, so we'll decide if that's good.
I'm a bleeding heart right there, Animal. I'm a bleeding heart, like you said.
But he's a corporate guy. He's not like you, Gary
right.
Jeff. Okay?
Right.
Here's another thing. Bill Borman, I'll go into this a bit. Bill Borman was on Talk Sourcing last week on Maureen's show. She got all excited because he said sourcers are going to rule in the future. I mean, it's total nonsense. What he means by sourcers is somebody who's got a community manager. They have a talent pool, and they stay in touch with those people in a niche. And so when there's a job, they know exactly where to go to, or they've got somebody to market them to a company, somebody who's really good in a specific area, and they can call a bunch of companies. That's not a sourcer, okay? Or they can hire somebody to do that. Now, is Brad Hogenmiller here? Brad Hogenmiller. I invited this guy. He's the one guy. Maybe he couldn't get on. There's still three places. Anyway,
Java STL.
Yeah, that's him. He was going to call in and tell us how his company is structured. He was on before. That was a good show. No one ever listens to it, I'm sure, with a woman named Angie Behringer in Florida, or Behringer. I don't know how she says her name anymore. Anyway, she told us she's working with an IT contracting recruiting firm. She told us how it was structured. Two IT contractors, they started the company. They took all the people they know, dumped them in a database, and they hired people to manage to work that database for them. Maureen, are they sourcers?
Database? No.
Yeah. No. They created the database. If a sourcer has a lot of names and enough money to pay people, she can set up an office based on her own database and hire people to, make calls on them. It's not such a big deal that, a sourcer is going to run a company. But how many sourcers, last thing on this, how many sourcers are going to hire recruiters on an hourly basis to market their people? Maureen, I'll give that to you.
How many sources are going to do that? Not many. However, it's a viable.
Yeah. So, you're just telling Bill he's wrong
idea.
As well. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else want to comment on that before we move on? No. Okay. Maureen wanted me to do a little plug for her show tomorrow, Talk Sourcing. She writes these little things, sorry. Still don't know what name sourcing is? Still haven't heard how you can save 75% plus on your staffing budget? You know that there's sourcers out there sniffing inside your firm? Get smart on the Talk Sourcing Show on Thursday, November 12th with Master Internet Sourcer Jeff Webb and Mistress Phone Sourcer Maureen Sherub. What is it, an S&M show, Maureen? It's on at noon.
We so loosely bandy that terminology.
Noon, yes, Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, www.talksourcing.com. No, she's smart. No hyphens or anything like that. Okay, now I'm going to move right to the discussion about splits. There's so many people here. Anybody want to say anything? Really, feel free if you're a first-time caller. 5, 4, 3,
only
two.
First-time callers?
But no, anybody. They just might be shy. Who's that who said something? Who was
no,
that?
I was trying
Mary?
To jump in. I was trying to jump in.
It didn't
I'll
sound
jump
like
in.
You.
Do you guys hear me?
Is that Rayanne?
No. It's Tony.
Who is it?
Tony.
Tony Bucarelli?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to say something?
Hi,
do you want to say something?
Say,
yeah, hi, all. That's not what I'm asking you to say. Do you want to say something concrete? Or
put it out there, Tony. Tell them what the beef is.
Well, my biggest beef is that when you're working splits, you're working for free because it's...
Oh, okay, we're right into the topic. Go ahead, Tony.
Now, Tony's a sorcerer, right, Tony?
I'm a sorcerer. I started out as full cycle, but then I went to sourcing after badgering Maureen to learn how to do this professionally. And I worked for almost 2 solid years doing nothing but sourcing 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I absolutely loved it. But then, you know, with the change in the economy and everything, now everything is contingent splits rather than straight sourcing assignments.
Give us an example, Tony.
Example of what? Splits?
Contingent splits. Yeah, give us an example of a search you worked on that basis. Thank you, Maureen. Let her talk, okay?
Let's say you're looking for a vice president of engineering for a manufacturer.
Nice job.
Great
job.
The recruiter of record, as I would refer to that person, gets the big fee, say a $50,000 deal, okay? They come to me and say, we'll split it with you if your candidate gets the position. So I have to decide whether or not I want to invest my time and energy and talents to find someone to fit the very narrowly defined position.
Yeah, hold on. Did he give you an exclusive? Did he say, do you want to be my partner on this search? Or did he say, hey, I'm working this search. If you have somebody for me and we play some, we'll go. Are you a partner doing a real split? Or, like, what's the circumstance there?
I was a partner on one for a medical device sales opportunity. But other than that, I'm just one of the
one of many
who came to the cattle call.
Okay, yeah. So, Jerry, anybody got a comment on that? So she's unhappy. You didn't make any money. Am I right, Tony?
I made money on the medical device split, but that was it.
Was that a retained search, the medical device?
I don't believe it was, no.
Can you tell us how much you made? You don't have to.
I'd embarrass myself.
Money, honey,
when you say split, are you talking a 50-50 split?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Then why was the fee embarrassing?
Can everybody raise their hands as to who it works exclusively retained? I want Animal to count the people in the audience.
Say your name if you're working exclusively on retained searches.
If you're a recruiter, right? I mean, sourcers are.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Anybody here?
Nobody.
That's a
so
dummy question.
So how is what she's doing any different than what we do?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't get paid unless my guy gets hired.
Yeah, but you've
right?
got.
I'm working for free.
Yeah.
I'm working for free.
And there's other
unless
people working
my guy
the search.
Gets hired.
And you don't have an exclusive. Is that what you're saying? You don't have an exclusive either.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter if I have an exclusive or not.
Yes, it
if
does.
If I didn't get money up front, I'm not getting paid.
It makes a difference. If they give you an exclusive, you've got a chance to get people. If they don't have an exclusive, somebody else might get to the same people
Animal,
before you.
You're missing the point. I know what the advantage of an exclusive is, but you can't buy groceries with it.
That's
yeah,
right.
Hold on.
I agree with him.
She didn't have an exclusive either, okay? So there were other sources looking for the same people.
I understand that, but all of us work for free until a placement is made.
Correct.
So I don't understand. And so she made a split.
Why is the fee embarrassing, though, Tony? Can we explore that just a little bit?
I feel that the recruiter of record,
recruiter of record, the guy who has the job. That's what
the guy who has the job order settled for a low fee.
Which is what? I
would say $10,000.
Okay. Yeah. Not terrible.
Right. On $150,000 salary?
I'm sorry?
What was the comp range?
65 to start, year end probably 125,
150. So it was a discounted what we'd call a cut fee.
That's what I would say.
Which see that to take that a bit further, the chance of filling those cut fees is a lot slimmer than companies who do value what you do.
I agree.
And want to use your service.
I agree.
So you might look at working with recruiters who have a full fee with their clients and do get consideration and have a good relationship, exclusive or not.
Right, because other than that, it's like working bounty jobs.
Okay, let me just hold on a second. How many searches did you work on that basis? How many splits have you worked?
With that particular person?
No, any splits. How many splits?
Oh, my God. I can't count that high.
Oh, really? And you
only
made money
on
one? Maureen, she's your girl. Prompt her, will you?
Well, the thing is, I prefer to do straight sourcing.
Yeah, we got that. We got it. How many did you do? Did you do 100 searches and you made money on one or 10 or 5? Please, Tony. I'm sorry.
Tony, are these people you worked for in the past as a sourcer?
No.
No. So these are new customers.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to place it that you didn't make much money working these things, but we need a little perspective. If you're embarrassed, it's your first time on the show, we like you. You can tell us.
What were the issues?
That's okay.
Tony, what were the issues? Do you feel like you don't know what's going on? Do you feel like there's stuff going on you don't know about? I guess I just said the same thing.
Well, yeah, Maureen?
I don't know if it's so much that there's something going on that I don't know about. It's just that I would like a little more honesty between, say, the search firm that's willing to do the split as far as, how many other recruiters or searchers are working on this?
And what do they say?
A few. You can't get a direct number. And in my, sometimes it's like,
I guess it's that, you've got to listen to that gut instinct that, just talking into your ear, telling you.
Anybody want to give her some advice?
This isn't for real.
There's like 15 people on the line. Anybody want to give her some advice? I mean, she moved away from it, but theoretically, somebody in the same position. Any advice there?
Well, it really just sounds like she needs to spend more time finding good recruiters that have good relationships, whose clients hire their people.
Okay, maybe she didn't bring in the best people. I mean, so maybe she didn't do a great job. Sorry.
Could be.
How did you connect with these people, Tony?
Most of them I know like I know you, over the phone and the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't met them face to face. I'm in the middle of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So they would call you. They'd say, I see you do sourcing. I've got this open position. Can you source some names for me, and I'll split the fee with you?
Right. I really hate to do this, folks, but I've got to jump off the line. That's my husband, and he's traveling.
Thank you very much.
Tony.
I'll call back. Bye.
Bye. Maureen, should have prepped her a little better. I mean, she comes on.
I didn't know
on.
She was calling in.
She did all right.
I thought that was fine.
This is an interesting topic, sourcing for recruiters who suck.
Yeah, I don't think that was...
Then she should practice avoidance.
Okay, now we're going to go to Jerry's horror stories, okay?
Oh, dear God. Here we go.
No, hold on. Let me do the intro, then you can contradict me when you come on. Is that all right? Now,
let's talk about good stuff first.
Yeah, Jerry works with some people. I know he's made a placement recently working with somebody that we all like, and it was successful. I know he works with people on a regular basis. He's got a wide network of friends. You can always call Jerry and talk to him. So he's a good guy. He works with lots of other recruiters. But he's had two experiences recently that are really hilarious, and they're not pleasant stories, and that's what I want to focus on. But, Jerry, now you take over. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just working away here, and I've found myself in the middle of a horror story, Animal.
Yeah, I think I said that already.
Hey, do you mind if I add some preamble to it?
Go ahead. Tell your buddy there to stop coughing, will you?
Who is that? Chapman?
I don't know.
Somebody?
No.
Come on, you guys.
Wasn't me.
Okay, go on. You're boring. You're losing my audience.
Dish the dirt.
God, you're hammering me. Now I'm on the spot.
Make
the Animal
mark.
Show. Love it or leave it. Love it or leave it.
Love it or leave it. No, I'm in the middle of a situation right now, and I would guess that this person is probably listening to the show, and I would hope that they are.
Yeah, I know. So tell us about how it started. Tell us about how it started. Where did you meet this person?
Hey, maybe they'll call in.
Where did you meet this
I
person?
I doubt it.
Where did you meet this person?
On the Internet. That's
yeah.
where we all meet, isn't it?
Hey, that's what we told him at the border. You shouldn't say that.
Right.
Oh, man. You met the person on the Internet. And
yeah.
so you had a good relationship with them?
They called me up, and they said, hey, I've got a client. It's hiring.
Wait. They called you first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He always puts his number up. Please call me. He advertises for that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. My number is 260-347-1715.
Okay, keep going. Let's get the story moving, okay?
Verbal.
No, really, I have an audience, Jerry. Don't you realize it?
The more you tell me to hurry up, the slower I get. Kind
of
like my brother.
Yeah, the radical recruit said, you're boring me, okay?
Time to hang up.
Oh,
look, this story troubles me, Animal.
Go ahead. You met this person. She called you or he called you. Now, what was the next step? You must have got along on the phone. Am I right about that?
Got along great.
Yep.
Just as any split relationship I've ever had that turned out well in the end,
yep.
I thought, wow, I'm really connecting here.
Yep.
We did several send-outs, and they hired two people.
How hard did you work to – so this person said – I've got this position or two positions
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
and you said, I can get you some people for that. Did you have them in your database, or did you have to search for them?
I don't really recall. I mean, I just do what I do and came up with two good people. Well, actually,
okay.
seven.
Seven people?
Seven good people.
How many got hired?
Two.
Two, okay.
And they started in March.
Yeah, March of this year. Who's in their car? Who's in their car? Come on. I'm going to have to start cutting people off. Come
it's
on. Have
me,
a brain.
Animal.
What
okay.
was the position?
What kind of jobs? Let's speed it up. I'm getting lots of flack on Twitter, please.
Whoever's giving you flack on Twitter can back off.
They're my audience, Paris22 and Radical Recruit, okay?
So, Paris was just complaining yesterday about doing splits. Have them
okay.
call in.
Permanent placements?
What kind of positions were these?
Network administrators.
Okay.
Let me just get to the story. All I want to do is tell
your
this
sweet
story.
Sweet spot, right, Jerry?
Yeah, tell the story.
Yeah. I'll sum it up. The people started in March. Middle of April, I sent a few notes. Hey, where's the fee? Well, this person was avoiding me, and through a series of personal setbacks, and you know all the stories that we hear, of why people can't call you back, or they had. I don't want to get into too much personal
BS.
Detail. Complete BS. Yeah. Well, it's now November, and I still do not have my money, and I'm not sure where to go with it.
I
got to tell you, you know, you're telling
animal.
A crap story. You told me. Let me finish. Because in the middle, you told me all kinds of hilarious
yeah.
stuff. I sent you a note. I got an email back. I'll call you tomorrow.
But
next day, no call. Then
animal,
then the person says, I wasn't feeling well today. I'll call you Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, no call. Then another email. I'm still feeling under the weather.
At one time, you're telling me to tell the story. Then you're telling me to speed up. I sped up. The story is now at the end, and I don't have my money. There's probably been 50 emails back and forth about
animal.
Unavailable. At one point, I sent an invoice for my half of these fees, and the invoice was returned to sender.
So
can
are you sure
that
the recruiter that you did the split with, are you sure their fee was paid?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How do you know that?
I finally called the client.
Oh.
Ooh. What happened when you called the client?
Nice.
Dave Bresciano wants to say something, too. If I think
the person came unglued.
Up.
How dare I call this client? This is
okay, at that point, they reacted.
The
did they call you
Absolutely.
At that point?
Absolutely. They reacted that way.
Yeah.
Did they call you at that point?
Still haven't spoken on the phone to this person.
Just by email. How dare you?
How dare you? How unprofessional.
And your response to that?
Feel free to give me a call and tell me when you're going to pay me my half of the money that you've already got.
And their response to that?
I'll give you a call Friday. That was 2 weeks ago.
So I have a couple other questions, Jerry, follow-ups. Did you have a split agreement with them?
Nope.
No written split agreement?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, Animal.
Okay.
Yep. Dave Graziano.
Yeah, hi, good morning, good afternoon to everybody. I was just
hey, Dave.
Gonna say, how are you? I was just going to say split agreement. The other thing that came to mind was call the client. You did that. Did you actually get through to the client?
Yeah.
What happened when you shared the business situation or the business conflict you find yourself in with the client?
Well, it was not really a long phone call, and he said that he needed to call the recruiter because that was confidential and discuss the situation with that person, but that he would be back in touch. He then left a message that said, all I can say is our accounts have been settled, and anything you need to find out further, please address the recruiter, which is understandable.
Sure. Sure, but I think that's a quote-unquote ballsy move on your part to call the client. I would have done that.
I would have done it
way before you did.
After 8 months, it's kind of hard to call anything. I'm doing ballsy.
Well, you still did it, and a lot of people wouldn't, but who just said they would have done it sooner, Jenny or more?
Rand.
I'm sorry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bright today, actually, so you better wear your shades.
The other thing is, I agree with Paul Paris about doing splits. It's real dangerous for this reason. And this is
this has never happened, and I don't consider splits dangerous in the slightest. It's a vital part to servicing my clients.
Good for you. I mean, I can only think of a handful of people I would do them with, and probably some of them are on the line right now if I was asked to help them. And
mm-hmm.
There's some that unknown to the people on the line right now.
It would never occur to me to not pay someone
mm-hmm.
their half.
That's why this is such a shock to you.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's,
yeah, it wouldn't occur to me either. Jerry knows that. That's
well, if you,
freaking
you know,
crazy.
A friend of mine was here today, and they wanted to hear the piece I did with the Animal and Craig Fisher way back when. I played it for him. And in there I said, I don't trust recruiters. And, you know, I don't. And present company excluded, obviously.
Well, Jerry, where did you go wrong? If you had to do it over again, what would you have done differently?
You know, I'm not quite sure. A written agreement wouldn't help me out.
Yes, it would.
Mm.
Well,
if somebody's,
you'd at least be able to sue them.
You'd at least be able to sue them. No,
well,
and
I can't sue them now.
I absolutely can and am now.
Well,
yeah,
I think you can totally sue them now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to totally get your case thrown out of court.
No, you can't.
Nope. They placed his candidate.
Not with all the emails we have back and forth.
Yeah, it's all in writing.
I have a preponderance of consideration.
Well,
how much money
if you don't have
about?
An agree, if you have emails that can substitute for an agreement where
he said, if you
provide me with a candidate, I will split the fee of X dollars, then you could be covered. If you don't have that, you can't sue him.
You have a verbal contract.
Guys, a verbal contract
isn't going to do any good in
court. It's all in writing, in email.
Because it's two people that are going to contradict each other. It's going to be he said, and the judge is going to throw it out and say, sorry, why didn't you get this in writing? That's the end of it.
Hey, Carl, if you had what I've got on my desk, you'd see it differently. And there's not enough time to go through the whole thing, but I have absolute irrefutable
proof. You have an audible email trail.
Oh, absolutely.
Then you're covered. No judge is going to throw that out.
If he agreed to pay you and the number is mentioned,
okay,
then you're covered.
Was it mentioned, Jerry? Jerry,
he's pulling it up right now.
He has a preponderance of consideration.
I want to add something.
I have everything that I need.
Yeah, you don't have a check.
Yeah, you said that a few times. Let me mention something. Jerry, I got to get a beeper, okay? Let me mention something. Jerry, you know, he had so much trouble warming up to this story that I pushed him so he couldn't tell you all the details. He placed two people, then one left, and you replaced that second person. Am I right?
No, I did not replace the second person. They did.
With one of yours?
No. Well, I have no idea.
Okay, so you only placed one person on this split,
yeah.
Not two in the end.
Who started in March?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the string along happened
with this person saying, well, yeah, they it turned in somehow they slipped in in my contract that they don't have to pay for 90 days. And since we have to replace this person, the 90 days starts again since I invoiced for both of the people. See, for me to give every example of every lie that I've heard this whole time would be 3 hours of...
That's the interesting part of the story that you left out, okay?
And, right, and so throughout the last several months, I've been saying, okay, somehow you're saying that your client isn't going to pay for my guy from March 2nd until they owe for the second person. Tell me when that person started. Give me the start date so I know when that 90 days is. And just a series of vague emails, you know, back and forth every 2 or 3 weeks. And finally I got to the end of it, of my patience. About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, got in touch with the client. Of course, confirmed that the fee's been paid. And so I'm, you know, what it really gets to, And what eats at me is all of us recruiters here on the internet, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of these different places talking about how all these people are so great. Follow this person, or you should connect with that person. Well, there are thieves among us. And
ouch.
That's awesome.
I got a comment. This is a good point.
I got a comment, Jerry, please. You know what?
There are wolves preying on
the sheep. Yeah, there are. It doesn't sound like there's many thieves. Jerry does this all the time, and this is one horror story out of many. You know,
there are a lot of horror stories out there, Hannibal. People don't talk about them.
People don't talk about them because everybody's so afraid of whatever. Well, I'm going to talk about it, and if I don't get my check, everybody's going to know who this is.
I think you're smart to talk about it. How much was the check? How much was the fee?
I'm not going to get into that.
We'll remember that, Jerry, that you hold it back, okay? I don't mind.
No, I mean, that's irrelevant.
Hey, look, if you went to a dentist...
It's enough to piss me off, but my
kids
are still going to college.
If you went to a dentist, and it was a horrible dentist, you would tell everyone, and you would tell everybody to stay away.
Right.
Why is this any different? Why wouldn't you want to protect the people
that
are your friends?
I agree.
Well, he's got some leverage right now.
Yeah,
I already had a contract. You said they slipped it into my contract.
No, that was his contract, the other person's contract with their client. The other recruiter, his partner, said that the client
The whole thing was a lie, though. See?
Okay, Jerry has another story to tell. It's not as bad as this one, but I just want to make a point. He's worked with other people on a regular basis. This is a big shocker for him. Personally, I think he should just say, you know, Jerry said once, he said, to be a good recruiter, you got to be able to take a big money punch when something falls off or doesn't work out for some reason. And he
actually, a normal course of business.
Business
is fine.
This is the normal course of business.
No, it's not for Jerry. It's not for Jerry if this isn't normal for him.
There's always problems. There's always problems going to happen, and he hasn't had many of them, right? Let's move on to the next story, Jerry.
One question I want to ask.
Okay.
Jerry, what would you have done differently? Do you know where you made a mistake? Did you not ask enough questions? Did something?
It just gets back to I always trust my instinct on people, and I moving forward, I'll never second guess my instinct. It was just I was wrong in this one.
You didn't have any inkling.
No, I thought this person was great. I mean, great person.
Why did you think this person was great? Because of the affiliation amongst ourselves?
Could be just the way we got along. I mean, I'm still disappointed that after all of the time that we spent together and working on this and getting to know each other, that I was duped. You know, and that's the part that, you know, bugs me. I thought this was a good person.
I would say one thing, Jerry, the question about the money might be relevant because if you could afford a plane ticket and two carriers for Rottweilers, I'm sure that we could do something that would cost a lot less than hiring a lawyer.
I mean,
I think Blake Cannon does that thing on the side.
With a name like Blake Cannon, why would
I? I mean, I'm not into, you know, threatening people and the different things, but I do believe that as a recruiter in our community and someone who talks about doing splits in relationships and all of that stuff, I've got an obligation to make sure that everybody knows
Absolutely.
Who this person is.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
I just have an obligation.
Can I just say something? I think, you know, once you start a firefight or a flame war online, I don't know, you could just get in a real –
We don't have to do it online. We can do it on this radio show.
I would feel mad enough to do – she's goading you. Don't fall for that, okay? I would feel mad enough to do it, and maybe I would. But you know what? You might get stuck in the muck with the other guy. It's really – that's all I'm thinking of. Remember
well, the other
way,
guy,
you know?
To his defense, does he have a defense? What would he say?
You know what? I don't know what that other
– I wasn't feeling well today.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling well that day.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm not feeling well. My right hand isn't working.
I got to tell you, when he told me the story, there was like 100 of those excuses. It was really funny. And I kept thinking that, you know, maybe the story was right. The client was, you know, holding out. But then when he told me that the fee had been paid a long time ago, I was pretty surprised. But
yeah.
Again, it's only one. This is one out of many. So I just see it as
That's
something that.
That's why it hurts so much, though, because.
I see it as something that a real man like Jerry should just shrug off.
No way. Absolutely.
I am a real man.
I'm glad you pointed that out, Animal. I have
You're an alpha
too,
male,
though.
Yes, you always tell me.
Yeah, well, go ahead and get that reputation, and it'll happen again and again and again. That's the problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, he owes it
to
other. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
Look, he'll never work with this person again, obviously, okay? So I think it's his responsibility to make sure the rest of us don't either. I mean, I'd be really disappointed if I found out another recruiter had the same experience with this person. And I'm sure it's happened.
Okay. Boy,
I'd be heartsick if somebody let me go into waters that they knew were dangerous.
Absolutely.
Let me just, in closing on this whole thing, let me remind the person that I'm speaking of, I don't want any of this. I simply want my half of the damn check.
Right.
And anything beside that is secondary at best. Give me my damn money.
Well, in the end, it's going to cost this person more in the end if they don't.
I'm not threatening the person. I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying, hey, give me my money.
Do you have a date set for... Closure on this?
No.
Hey, and Jerry, are you sure this person, not that this matters, are you sure this person is still in business?
Well, that's the other question. How long had they been in business?
Allegedly a while. I mean, there's some stuff around, you know, but that doesn't matter.
I think it does matter. When times are great,
it must be easy for people to give someone else their half. And I realize times have been tight, but I've never once...
Yeah.
In any of my splits, considered that I was giving someone half of what was mine.
Yeah, it's not your money.
It's their half.
Right. From the get-go.
So somewhere along the line, this person started thinking that maybe they could justify not paying me. Maybe they felt that I made it look too easy by putting seven candidates interested in the job.
Did they say anything like that? Because people think that way.
It could be.
Did he say anything like that?
Only 4 or 5 months after I started asking about the check.
And what did they say?
Just all kinds of crap.
Like, you didn't really work that hard for it. You don't really deserve it?
Yeah, I believe one of the phrases was, you scraped this guy off of Craigslist.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, too bad. They didn't think of scraping him off Craigslist.
Yeah, right.
Okay, enough about
where
that.
You got the person.
The person's listening. Pay me my money.
Okay, next.
Set a date, Jerry. You know, if I don't have my money by December 1st, I'm going public with
this. This one to the ground. There's only 15 minutes left. Come
on. You just won't let it happen, will you?
You wanted me to tell the story. Now we've beat it into the ground. Which is it? Are you satisfied with my content today?
No, I'm not. Sorry. I'm not. Because you told me a hilarious story. I laughed my head off, and I wanted to blow by blow, but you were so slow in getting into it.
Man, you kept pressuring me, poking me like you had one of those cattle prods.
Okay, do you have a second story, Jerry?
Oh,
tell us.
Quiet.
Not a second story. Not a second.
It's a good story.
What
second horror
story? Let me lead you through it, okay?
Is this a tearjerker?
No.
Happy ending?
Okay. So it's another person you met, another recruiter you met online again. Laura Visor wanted to know how you met this bad person number one. Laura, he met that person, that guy online, just, you know, on like
the person called me.
Twitter, and that person called him because he's
wait,
a member
said,
of our community.
Did you say recruiting blogs?
A member of our community.
Wait a minute, Jerry, you said you met this person on recruiting blogs?
I'm not going to say where.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere. I'm just
Craigslist.
Putting that out as an example, okay? At Craigslist. Okay, so then someone else, did that second person call you as well from Twitter or one of the networks? How'd you get in touch with the second one?
When? Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The second story.
Yeah, I met a great guy when I was posting that I needed some help with some engineering positions. A guy gave me a call, a recruiter from Detroit, and, you know, we talked for a while, and this being after my most recent incident, we signed our split fee agreement, which I disagree that you don't have to have that to make someone pay you if they're an honorable person. But it is now
business.
My new policy.
It's good business.
So we signed our split placement agreement, and a couple days later he sent somebody, and just Friday, last Friday, got an offer for him. So
that's not the story, okay? That's not the story. What about the one in New York, okay? That's what I'm talking about, the interesting one.
I don't know if that's a good story or a bad story. What do you mean?
That's a bad story. I want to hear the bad stories, okay? We know the good ones, how they work, okay?
Nobody talks about the good ones, just like you don't talk about a good root canal.
Well, maybe we need to talk about the good ones, and we need to name names to the good ones, and then the bad ones will be excluded just by not being in the good ones.
You're killing my show. You're killing my show, Jerry. Jerry,
you're
on the show. Yeah, you're on the show every week, and I'm having to pull it out of you like a root canal, okay? Don't do it to me. Don't do it. The second story is the New York story. Somebody called you from the net.
Yes.
Tell us the story before the time runs out.
No, I'm not sure where you're digging up that that's a good story, because I don't even know.
Why can't
you try to follow up on Fran, but she didn't answer, so.
Who's talking?
Hey, let's talk to some other people. I'm obviously ruining your show today, Animal.
Yeah, you're ruining it because you won't cooperate.
I am so embroiled in this whole getting ripped off thing that I can't think straight. Let's talk to somebody else.
Dave Graziano.
I just said, you know, I had something that's very similar to Jerry's story, but it didn't involve money. It involved social media capital, if you will. There is somebody who is, and I won't mention the name, but a very large, I would say a very big proselytizer, if I enunciated that correctly.
That's
of
fine.
How to present yourself in the digital world.
Recruiting Animal?
Isn't that
illegal, proselytization?
No. That's pontificate's illegal.
You mean evangelist. You mean
anyway,
evangelist.
Yeah.
Big talker.
So anyway, this guy, person, is all over the place with how to do all these great things. And some of you know my feelings on these people that are social media, quote-unquote, experts that think they're recruiters. I've shared that before.
There are no such things.
Thank you very much. But
I kind of am.
I applied for a position as a senior recruiter in this person's company. And then I attempted to enlist this person's help in leveraging my 14, 16-month relationship online with this person for help. And you know what? I didn't get a return DM, return IM, return anything from
that
person.
What kind of help did you want, Dave?
You know, this person just, he's seen my stuff. He's heard me on Animal Show. He's seen other stuff that I've done. I know he's been to what limited information I've placed in my blog. And nothing. Nothing at all. Now, I will say, on the other side of the coin, I applied for a position with K-Force. And Glenn Cathay, who you all know, who's everywhere, Glenn did everything he could to ensure to help me to get an interview with that company. So
that's
I had
the bullion black belt.
Yeah, Glenn's bullion black belt. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Glenn's real name is bullion black belt's real name is Glenn Cathay. And he's a strategic vice president of recruiting with K-Force, and he's a damn nice guy.
Did you get a job?
No, I did not. I did not get the job, but I secured the interview, which is, you know, one step at a time. But anyway, I just found it fascinating that I had the experience of somebody doing everything they could to facilitate something happening through social media, and someone who really goes at great lengths to talk about branding and digital footprint and all sorts of words I don't really understand because I'm not that smart, and then did absolutely nothing when I reached out on three separate occasions and asked for direct help.
Dave, your feelings were hurt.
No, my feelings were not hurt. First, I thought, you know what happened? I realized that somebody talks a lot of smoke, and they can't deliver on what they talk about.
Mm.
I felt betrayed. My feelings were not hurt.
That's what Animal's probably thinking about me right now.
Oh, I don't think that at all. I don't think that at all. I think you got to remember something. Animal's got to be the shock jock. So he's got to do his, he's got to do that persona. And we all love him for that, okay? He's got to get us all crazy and off-centered and muck with our heads and stream of consciousness, and he's got to make it entertaining.
Hey,
that's
don't speak for me. I'm starting to think that Jerry belongs on the Oprah show, not the Animal show.
Look,
is there a difference?
Look.
Hey, did everybody see that that cartoon about social media? It was going around a couple weeks ago.
Animal, you've been able to hear about that story kind of over the months as it has unfolded, and to squeeze it into a 10-minute soundbite for you,
yeah,
I'm sorry that I had to, that was
hey,
a struggle
hey.
For me.
Okay, fine, it's over. I got 8 minutes left.
I'm
don't
trying out
those.
Here. I'm trying.
Okay, 8 minutes. Anybody got any more bad stories to
I'm
talk about?
I'm starting to see why you auditioned these other guys here at the beginning of this show.
Any?
He wasn't auditioning me.
I'm thinking a great
forcing story or a story
Andrew
about
Gregory,
the
Andrew Gregory. Come on, buddy. I'm your brother.
Just future show idea. I'm thinking we get this split person that Jerry had a problem with onto the show under the guys that we're going to have them on as an expert, and then we just attack them. I think it's
right. Don't they call that punk?
Man.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's much
punk.
More appealing. Frank. That's really cool.
Hey, Andy, it looks like I'm going to be at the Marriott Courtyard there Sunday night.
Yeah, okay,
nice.
You talked to him about that off the line. Now, Andy, let me talk to you for a second. Do you ever do splits with anybody?
I do.
Okay.
I'm part of an official split network, even.
What is that? Tell us about that. How did it start and what's involved in it?
You know, I'm part of NPA, which has been around over 50 years. I've honestly never had a problem. Have done multiple splits across the country.
And how does that work? I'm going to go over time just so we can get this story.
Yeah, you know, I pay a monthly fee to be...
How much?
How much? Yeah.
It's $190 a month.
Wow. Okay.
Now they, you know, and you know, you obviously you can add the numbers and I pay 2.5%. So it's a 5% total fee to them. I pay 2.5. The other split partner pays 2.5. But,
okay. So in addition to your monthly fee, you give them a percentage of the placement, right?
That's right. But
okay.
the training, events that they hold, they have regional meetings, they have an annual meeting. Are great. I mean, I've met some great people through that, and it's been worth it.
So they run it more like a co-op.
Yeah, I would say that. There's NPA,
right?
There's top echelon, there's IPA.
Yeah.
Hirability is a splits company too. I met Amy Renz at RecruitFest. She works for Hirability.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Is that the end of the story? No bad stories to tell us that we like, Andy?
From a split, I've never had a problem with a split at all.
And what kind
See,
of money?
That's
are you
why this
off
story
the
needs to be told.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
What kind of money are you making off these splits?
You know, it's been anywhere from probably, I'd say it's been about 20% of my business.
Okay, and if somebody wants to do that, they go to what website? NPA.com?
It's NPAWorldwide.com, and that's the organization I'm part of. I investigated NPA, IPA, and Top Echelon. And
how did you choose this one?
You know, I just went with the longevity of the organization, and I like the people that they referred me to because I talked to recruiters.
Well, how do you meet the people? Is there a board or some, or how do they match you with other recruiters?
You know, they have various lines of business. They have they used to call them nets, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the term.
Yeah, buckets, changes,
but,
whatever, it doesn't
but,
matter.
But you know, you are connected to, depending on your specialty or niche in Indiana. anyway, I can't even say niche. It makes
you
me
just you don't just pick people off of a board yourself. They pair you with somebody.
Well, no.
Their lunch.
They have a way of grouping. I mean, if you do a lot of accounting placements, they have a group for accounting.
And you meet the people, but you initiate the relationships yourself.
Oh yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Or they, okay. Fine.
Yes.
Man, you're sure letting him ramble on here, but you punch me in the face, animal. What's the deal?
Oh yeah. Okay. Fine. Who wants 4 minutes left? I'm not going to go over time. Are you guys doing the after show or what?
We need to.
Okay.
Anybody
so,
available?
Hey.
So need 4 minutes. To be talked down.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes. Does somebody want to talk about doing splits? You know, it would be nice if some – I'll put the invitation out there. If somebody from a splits network like Hireability, like NPA Worldwide, that Andy Gregory CGP – what's your website, Andy, just so people, if they want to chat with you, can know?
Yeah, it's cgpnetwork.com.
CGP Network. And on Twitter, you're Andy Gregory CGP, right?
Yeah. Which is terrible branding, I know. But,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say it again. Okay.
He's been told.
So thank you, everybody. I guess that's it. I'm going to play some music, and the people who want to come and, you know, to have give therapy to Jerry because he's so upset, just stick around, okay?
I'm not upset. I'm pissed.
Okay. Here we go.
So are we still on?
We're naming names in after show.
So who's here? There's Carl.
Hey, I wasn't threatening anybody. My dogs are really nice.
Jerry, I think you ought to set a date, a drop-dead date. You know, if I don't have my money by December 1, I'm going public. Let me know.
Haven't you already done that?
Not with a name.
It's the whole thing has been just unfamiliar territory to me. I mean, I'm not in the collections business, you know, so it's been
Haven't needed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so
let's forge the way. Set a drop-dead date.
Yeah. We're past the drop-dead date.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking?
You know,
the drop-dead date was in April, mid-April, when the fee was owed.
It was,
you know,
it was
so.
5 days from when this person got the fee.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's still...
Well,
it's still, you know.
Jerry, I mean, the only reason to keep the name private is for leverage, and leverage can only be used, and I mean, is only effective if you use it.
Yeah.
And the first thing is setting a drop dead date. I mean, I am going to publicize your name if I don't have my money by December 1st.
And what's the risk here? This person will never
known.
Work with you again? I mean, the risk is this person will never work with you again, so,
No, I think it's more for having anything associated with my name that's bad.
Right,
you know,
right.
That makes sense. You know, I like my reputation.
But it's a reflection of the person you did the splits with, not you.
That's right.
I realize that.
I agree with Carl. I think you need a drop-dead date, and then after that, you put it out there. This is new territory for all of us.
Hey, so is this somebody we all know? Is it somebody we all know?
Yeah, the name's been around.
Okay. Yeah, and I'd never heard of the person, Jerry. But you know, it's. I think you can. I think you. Yeah.
Hey, gang, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. It's Janice Worthington.
Hey, Janice.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's your son?
He's here somewhere. He's there. Okay. There are so many of us that are fuming over Jerry's story. I mean, absolutely boiling over Jerry's story. And I will tell you this, in the resume writer community on the Yahoo boards, if an individual has attempted to rip off a practitioner, not by name but by description, that gets around. And we have had people call inquiring, and we know who they are because we recognize them. And again, it's national. We recognize them from the description. Again, never the name, but I mean, it's like a warning system to people. And I think that, man, you owe it to everybody to not get involved, especially if these people are visible on Twitter or visible in the social groups. You owe it to everybody to make sure that this never happens to them again. It reminds me a little bit of a rape victim not coming forward.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It does.
Yeah,
it
I'd
is.
Say that's exaggerating, okay?
No, it's not.
This is the after show. I'm not supposed to participate too much, I guess. But
no, but you can say your opinion.
Let's not get hysterical, okay? And that's hysteria.
Well, no,
hey,
Animal,
has this ever happened to you? Have you ever somebody rip you off?
Yeah,
no.
I had a person rip me off. But you know what? I got paid it months later. I didn't
it is months. We're talking 10 months later.
Yeah, you know what?
But Jerry, here's the thing I see. It's not that you, going public and putting it out there, is one thing. I think the damage you can do is through the people you know. I mean, just, it only take a few calls to just let that kind of spread like wildfire.
You can
do her more damage than,
I understand, though. I don't want to do this person any damage.
Right.
None. I'm struggling with the fact that this person is out there,
Well, again, without knowing the quantity of money we're talking about, if it's a cup of coffee, BFD. But if it's, five figures, then it is a big deal. And you're not doing them damage. You're trying to collect what's owed to you.
Hey, even if it's only four figures, it's a big deal. If we're talking three figures, okay, let it go. But if we're talking four figures, that's an impact in your annual revenue.
Well, on the low.
It helps me know which bottle to select when I'm done getting my whiskey.
There you go.
What's the figure that we determine by which we've been ripped off or not? Four figures, three figures. I think rip-off is rip-off.
The thing is, I know a lot of people say, well, it's not about the money. In this case, it's kind of not. It's more the...
I don't buy that, Jerry. I don't buy it. It's always about the money.
No. And the principle.
I think it's about honor.
It's having this open-ended thing going on where I want someone to do what they said they're going to do.
It's a respect issue, isn't it?
Time out, Jerry. Take the money out of it. If it's not about the money, take the money out of it. If you take the money out of it, what do you want them to do? To pay you? You don't need the money. You already know that the person is shithead.
Yeah.
They didn't do what they're not honorable. They lied to you. They've strung you along for 9 months. So if it's not about the money, then be quiet and go on. If it is about the money, then buck up and go get the fucking money.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No race, no religion, no creed, nothing like that. We're politically correct.
I didn't say that.
You said the F-bomb.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with race, color, creed, religion, or any other protected category.
Yeah.
Okay.
So guys,
except it's part of my religion that says I can drop the F-bomb when I want to.
I think the F-bomb.
You're being discriminatory now.
The F-bomb's up there with love.
Substitute every time you say love. Substitute that word in. See how that works for you.
Okay.
You just get so far down the road with something that you're not quite sure what the outcome is that you're looking for. That's kind of what I am with.
Here's the thing. Even if the fee is paid, are you ever going to work with this person again? Would you ever recommend this person to anybody else?
No.
Yeah. So it is about honor. At this point, it's about honor. And if this person wants to maintain any type of good reputation in anybody's eyes that knows about this, they better buck up and pay.
Jerry?
I got to run, but I got to say, I'm in Columbus, Maureen in Cincinnati, you're in Indiana. If something like that happens to me, I don't want it to happen to Maureen, okay?
Exactly.
And she's going to know. Maybe the world doesn't have to know, but she's going to know. Maybe, there's a camaraderie with everybody, and maybe you ought to let those that are closest to you know who did this. At least, I don't know. I just can't see keeping quiet about it. There's something not right about that. Okay, you don't have to make it a public display, but
yeah,
at least let your buds know.
And they do. Some do.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
You know,
one, guys. Thanks for a great show.
See you.
Bye, Janice.
Bye.
Janice. It's just not my style to go around. I guess I've never had a chance.
Yeah, Janice is right, though.
Think about all the energy you're wasting on this.
Yeah, good point.
If it's not about the money, you're going to give yourself an ulcer.
Meh.
You need some new
I don't think so.
System.
Hey,
you
know what's good for an ulcer? Whiskey.
No.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if
and
it's me, I'm going to get my money.
You know, I'm a sorcerer. I'm a phone sorcerer, and I get a lot of questions from sorcerers in my groups about doing splits because they're getting a lot of, like Tony told the story before, they're getting a lot of requests from recruiters. And
well, and Maureen, I'll tell you who this person is.
Don't tell her now. Tell her off the show.
Thank
you.
There was
some
awesome silence though right there. That was awesome.
Yeah. Don't tell her.
Thank you.
You don't have to tell me.
I'm not public about this at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This is Paz. I haven't spoken up. I just been listening to all this stuff.
Who is it?
Paz.
Hey, Paz.
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to you on the air and then after this stuff. And, I think that the recruiter that you did the split with, it's not about honor. It's about integrity. And the integrity of a recruiter is not only to their clients but also the other recruiters that they're working with.
Mm-hmm.
You got hosed on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're a small business owner or what you may be, but you do have capital loss that you can write off. You have legal alternatives to pursue here, but what you're going to have to wrestle with
I don't
is,
know if you can write a capital loss like that off unless you do a legal pursuit.
Well, and he doesn't have a signed agreement. That got me right there. I said, oh, my gosh, if anything, you want
no,
to have something that says –
he's got enough in writing. He's got enough in his email.
Okay, we don't need to rehash that. But going back to you're just frustrated with this person, I don't know if you tried to pin them down and say, when are you going to pay this money or are you not going to pay it? And we'll
for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Email replies like, this isn't helping. You know what I mean? Just off-the-wall stuff that doesn't relate.
I would think that there would be other ways or means to get to this person. If you're as good a recruiter as I am, full cycle and stuff, you can find ways to investigate this person's background and their integrity and other things that they're doing. Just stop chewing on it. You know, it's getting. I know it's bugging the heck out of you, and it was good for a horror story, and it's going to remind me of some things I need to do. But good luck with it. I hope things work
Thanks,
out
man.
With you guys, and I'll be back next week to listen to you guys. Thanks, Animal, for having a show.
Who are you?
I'm Paz.
Who's Paz?
Paz Waystone.
Okay, I've done my
what's
following.
What's your Twitter profile?
I'm sorry?
What's your Twitter profile?
I go under Desert Tweets. I'm out in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Isn't that where Rayanne is?
No, I'm not in Arizona.
I don't know, but you guys have a great day. Nice listening to y'all.
Thanks.
Thanks,
okay.
Man. Oh, California, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, Rayanne.
That's all right.
I thought you were in the desert.
I go to the desert.
Phone is really good. Did everybody notice that? Her phone is really good today.
Sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
you got a new phone?
Very
That's
because
I'm landline.
Nice, landline.
It's awesome.
You know, I want to pipe in here, and I want to say I'm a sorcerer, and I give a lot of advice to other sorcerers, and you guys are recruiters for the most part. Wouldn't you like to have relationships with sorcerers who you could call and say, look, Maureen, I need 50 design engineers. Can you pull them out of these companies for me and I'll split the fee with you? Wouldn't you like to do that? And when my sorcerers come to me and I hear stories like what Tony told, and I've had a bad experience with a split, I can't encourage them.
Well, Maureen, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There's also the other side. You know, you get some of these people who say, well, I want you to find, let's see how good your skills are. Get me the names and numbers of people who have this title out of a half a dozen companies, and you nail it, and then they turn around and you never hear from them again.
Well, you've got to be careful who you're dealing with. And
you should never produce your product just to prove that you can. You know, I have clients say, well, send me a resume that shows me you know what's going on. And this isn't a game to me. If they see a resume, it's because we've agreed that they're going to pay for the person.
So you don't think it's like giving an administrative assistant candidate a typing test?
No.
No, I agree with
Maureen.
Barry
knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. There was a guy going around the sources a couple years ago doing that.
Is this Tony back?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Tony.
We're feeling the effects of Ida, and my husband is traveling by air. So when he called in, I just had to make sure it was him because it was 2 hours later than he was supposed to call.
I'm
a worrywart.
All kinds of stuff right now.
Well, we're on the Chesapeake, and we've got about 50-mile-an-hour winds and torrential downpours for the past 12 hours.
But what I'm saying is, if
there
were some safeguards.
Can I? There's a girl who wants to say hi. A new caller. She's on. Her name is Brenda. Do you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi, Brenda.
Okay, she doesn't have to.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Okay.
But
go
if there
ahead,
were some
Maureen.
Safeguards in the system, you know, where this kind of thing didn't happen. Now, yeah, this might be an anomaly that Jerry's told us about, but it might not be.
I would think, if there were safeguards
in the system,
I would hope it is.
With that sourcing stuff.
It's an anomaly for Jerry because he's never experienced it, but that doesn't, by no means does that mean that the majority of recruiters out there are trustworthy.
Exactly.
I think many are.
I would say that some are, Jerry.
There's people losing their houses right now.
Yeah, and
yep.
They're going to keep your money if they get a chance to.
Right, and so.
You know, when I worked for MRI, Jerry, I could not share information about my searches with other offices because the next day, they would be calling in and trying to snake a job order off of me. Hmm. And that's, you know how many recruiters they have or had.
Yeah.
They were a bit bigger at the time.
Well, with this whole thing, I mean, you know, I've gone so far with it now that, like, well, what do you do? So hopefully.
Set a drop-dead date.
Exactly.
That,
you set a drop-dead date. You said I was going to expose you. And
that
then
was
you
months
sue
ago,
them.
Guys.
Jerry,
was,
is your client in the same
you didn't
state
do
as
it.
You?
No. You haven't
exposed them. You still have leverage. That's what I'm saying. Yep. And then,
and
after
I,
you expose
and the
them,
thing
you
is,
say,
I will.
Now I'm going to sue you.
Yeah. That's a public record. That's a public record.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably take it up to small claims court. I don't know if you're in the same state or not,
yeah.
But even your
it's more than small claims, probably, don't you think?
I've got
I don't know
lawyer.
How high it goes these
right.
days.
Right.
I don't either.
Lawyer,
they've
my lawyer's
like
fully up to speed. Here's the thing: my lawyer is fully up to speed on this, and we certainly can get a judgment. Then the problem becomes
collecting it.
Yes.
Well, that's right.
And I'm involved in that right now, and have been for freaking.
Yeah.
9 months.
And see,
yeah,
I'd rather,
I mean, is the person judgment proof? There's a lot of those running around in our industry.
No, he's not judgment proof. Maureen,
what's
I called you about
proof?
It. You couldn't
what?
Help me.
What's
remember?
Judgment proof?
I remember. Yeah, how did it turn out? It's still going on.
I'm going up on Friday. I'm gonna pass the guy a check, and we're gonna capture the account numbers, and then we're gonna put a lien on his operating account, and we're gonna have the money.
So you're gonna do a debtor's exam. You've
no,
already got the
can't
judgment.
Do that. I already have the judgment. I have.
Why can't you do a judgment? A debtor's
because
exam.
Because it doesn't work that way. That's not how it works. We went against the entity that we sued in court and. He emptied money from there to somewhere else. But anyway, the point is, this Friday I'm going up there. And we're gonna have the information that we need. But it takes a long time to get a judgment. I mean, after you get a judgment, it takes a long time to get collected.
Well,
I've
got a ton of direct messages here on Twitter from all kinds of people. People I don't even know.
Hey, can we give Jerry a break, and can I ask another question of my recruiter friends? I need some advice, too.
Yeah, man.
Does anyone there deal with H-1B situations? A little?
Yeah.
I think they have a vaccination for that.
Yeah, well, I need one. I have to call someone in 10 minutes to convince them that everything's going to work out if they take the job with my client. Literally, the client wants them bad.
Okay.
The candidate wants to make the move. The money's right, everything else, but the candidate will pay for the sponsorship 50% after 60 days and the other 50% after they've been there 2 years. So they'll pay the whole thing after they've shown loyalty and everything else. And
you're saying the client will pay the H-1B fee?
All the paperwork. Yeah, it's a lot of money up front for the candidate, but, you know,
right.
They're going to get it back. And
right.
His problem is, and this is where I just wanted a quick tidbit so I could share it with him. I've talked with my network and all. He's afraid his whole life's going to change if he, you know, decides to make the move and the paperwork doesn't transfer and he gets sent out of the country.
It's very scary. Is it a big company?
Yeah, it's very, very scary. And
does he currently have an H-1?
Currently, he's sponsored by his current company, but he wants to make this move. But he's afraid. I mean, he was going to fax me the damn agreement 2 days ago, and then he talked to his friend who's getting deported.
Well, hold on, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of one of these placements right now.
Talk to me.
He does not resign until the H-1B visa is transferred to the next employer.
Correct.
There's nothing that stops that transfer from taking place unless he's already extended it twice.
Yes.
If he's on his first original visa, then there's no decisions that are made. It's just simply a process. It takes about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He should not resign until that paperwork is completed, but there's no reason that it shouldn't go through. So he should accept the verbal offer, fill out the H-1 transfer paperwork, have the client begin that. It should take 2 weeks, and then he can resign, and everything's fine.
But, so you're thinking that there's not going to be any risk of the paperwork not going through.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right, good.
Yep.
Because we really want this to work out. everybody's sake, including mine. And, Jerry, I feel for you, man. I'm not trying to cut off your deal. I think that as far as going back to yours for just a split second, I think if you really wanted to rat her out, you would have done it by now, to be honest. And you just are too nice of a guy to do it.
No, you're
right,
of course.
You're too nice of a guy. I don't. And you know what? When you guys were talking about bad publicity and all that, he doesn't want his name attached, even though he's the victim and he's the right. He doesn't want his name attached to a lawsuit at all. I don't blame him.
Oh, I don't
want
to do it.
If you can walk away from this and just never do it to the get, I realize all of us, you know, could be victim to this, so I would share it eventually with others or at least one-on-one, however you want to tell people so you scare them off away from this person. I'd like to know, too. But the reality is if you can walk away from it and save yourself from ulcers and move on, I don't blame you for not wanting your name attached to lawsuits and all this. And who has time for that crap anyway? Your time is money. So that's my 2 cents, Jerry.
Cool. All right. Thanks. All right, guys, anything else?
Jerry Crispin just did an interesting tweet to Animal. He said, Jerry Crispin said, good show. What intrigues me is that the firms who contract with third parties could care less about the subject of splits.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're not live.
They've already paid their fee. They're done.
That's right.
So let me ask you a question as far as integrity when it comes to doing the splits. If the client is asking for something borderline discriminatory, would you accept the split? Do you follow my question?
Well, what's borderline discriminatory?
Well, we'll only talk to people under 35, or
we only want women.
Well, it's like being a little pregnant. You are or you're not.
And I think this is what Animal wanted to talk about the New York thing. I had a recruiter call.
You screwed me. You're not thinking. You screwed me.
Go on, Jerry. Ignore him.
It's hard.
Wow.
It was hard to segue, okay? I'm involved in so much stuff out here that I've got a story about everything. But to the discrimination thing, I had a recruiter that the first two candidates, or three actually, I sent, he said, this person has too much experience. And I sent a note back and I said, hey, they're discriminating. I'm not a part of that. I won't do it. I'm out. Sorry. Thanks. And that was the end of it. You know, it's hard enough to find people who are qualified, interested, and available for a job. Then when you have to cut them off at 12 years of experience and 15 years is too much, that's clearly discrimination. And anybody that participates in it is breaking the law. Certainly a moral law, if anything. It's ridiculous. So, no, you just don't do it. And there's no such thing as borderline.
Well, I would agree. I just wanted to get a feel for, you know, is it, who's to blame? Is it the client or is it the third-party recruiter who takes on the assignment?
Well, they're both to blame. They're both discriminating.
Yeah.
So that's why Jerry did the right thing by saying, nope, sorry, later, bye.
Yep. That's kind of what I was thinking. Okay.
All righty.
Well, lots of good luck with your little case there, but, yeah, if you ever want to tell us who it is.
We're all ears.
Well, plus, you know, I can always call my cousin Vinny out of Jersey.
Yeah. You know, I'd certainly rather not, but I'm fully prepared to.
I really don't care. I don't care who it is. The chance that I'll do a split with that person is like 1 in 100 billion.
Right.
So it that doesn't make any difference to me. What makes a difference to me is that you pursue the thing the way that you think you ought to, so that you get the mental anguish and stress and the bitter taste out of your mouth. So if I could help do that, I'll do anything to help do that.
You're a good guy, Carl.
I agree, because that other recruiter is winning on two counts. He's winning your money and he's winning your angst.
Yeah. You know, but
well,
I'm able to keep it in a box most of the time, though. I mean, it's not just the guy was going to screw you, though.
When you had a second conversation with the client, and they said my debt has been paid, and further conversation, he advised them what to say. He said, your contract is with me, and you're out of it. Now, the reason he was pissed is because you alerted the client to his skullduggery.
Yeah.
And, of course, almost every single client that has any kind of brains at all wants to say, oh, I'm out.
Yeah, so he knows that this person's a thief. But okay, well, we beat that topic to death. I know Animal's sitting there going, I'm sick of this. So I hope you guys all have a great day. I have to run, but you're obviously free to chat all day until Animal cuts you off.
Yeah, I got to get back to work.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
see you all around.
Talk to you next week.